This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem flagship media group station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from the Nature Coast to the Sun Coast and across the I-4 corridor to the Florida Atlantic Coast. And you can also hear us on our Salem media affiliates, as well as the Talk America Radio Network, Megatalk Radio, and leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases. Plus, we're also heard on the GCN Live Network, who is now our show syndicator via the XDS satellite. And to all those military men and women listening to us around the world, thank you very much for keeping us free and safe. And Kyle Warren is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to ask you to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent. And the reason I'm doing that, folks, is because you can hear my voice, but I'm getting better. I lost my voice probably from yelling at some things, plus I got soaking wet a couple days ago, but I'll be back. No problemo. Went to the doctor yesterday and got some good stuff, so there you are. Okay. Now, Kyle, what the heck is going on with this budget?
Well, of course, Captain, as you know, earlier in the week we had, a voice vote in the Senate, and the House had passed the notion of this continuing resolution. At the time, it did not include funding for the border wall, as it were, and everybody sort of had the impression that the whole issue of the border wall was simply going to get kicked into the new Congress, and there would be no looming government shutdown. Well, President Trump, I think, is having some considerations about this, some second thoughts, as it were, and he made it known early yesterday that he was not going to intend to sign this bill or this continuing resolution unless he got the funds he wanted for the border security, primarily for the border wall. And so Congress went back to work. The Republican-led Congress at this point went back to work, and they were able to put together a new bill which included $5.7 billion for wall construction. That's going to be sent to the Senate. However, that means that they're going to have to find 60 votes. That's 60 votes in order to get it passed. It can't simply be passed by a simple majority. And that's one of the reasons why President Trump was telling Chuck Schumer in the Oval Office the other day, you know, I need 10 votes. I need 10 Democrat votes. So if that doesn't occur, we're headed for a shutdown, and it could take a while.
Now, here's what Lindsey Graham said on CNN.
One final thing, because it's happening right now. There seems to be a lot of concern over the stopgap funding bill passed the Senate. Seems to be some real heartburn over it in the House. Trump even tweeted something that even seems that he could be wavering on if he'd go along with it. What's your message to the president on this one and your House colleagues, quite frankly?
Well, I've been consistent. I think the idea of not giving the president more money for the wall and securing the border.
Oops. Come on, Lindsey. No, well, Lindsey decided to crash on us there. But Lindsey Graham says that he doesn't think he should sign the bill if it doesn't have the border money in it.
Well, right. And this has really become a sticking point. I mean, I think that President Trump, I think some of his advisors, certainly some prominent voices, not only in the Republican Party or in government, in the House or Senate, but also other prominent voices, conservative voices, have made it known that, you know, things are not going to get better at all under the Democrat-controlled House as we come up to January. To Pelosi and Schumer, they absolutely have no intention of giving any kind of money for this wall, Captain. They see it as a dead issue, essentially, to them. So perhaps President Trump believes that he can get the leverage he needs by taking this hardline stance because of the reaction. It is a signature issue. It's a campaign issue. And so the president, as you know, back in March, I believe, signed the omnibus bill. He didn't like it. He didn't like what was in it, but he sort of compromised on it. And we understand, Captain, he felt very bad about that. Doesn't want to do the same kind of thing again. So he's going to stand pretty firm on this.
Well, here's part of what Nancy Pelosi had to say about all this.
Madam Leader, is there any circumstance that there seem to be some discussions ongoing on the floor of the House right now among Republicans around trying to pass this short-term funding bill? They're discussing adding wall funding. There's also potentially adding disaster funding. Is there any situation you think Democrats could support beyond a clean continuing resolution?
It depends on what they have to say, but not wall funding. I think we've made that clear. Was that clear? Yeah, no, I mean, but we'll see what they come up with in terms of disaster assistance, we'll see. But in terms of wall funding, that's a non-starter. I think they know that.
Bingo.
Bingo, exactly. And they have decided, Captain, I think the Democrats have decided that, no matter what, they are not going to be associated with this idea of securing the border. And, the president's advisors have been, his chief advisor, top advisor was out talking on CNN earlier, saying, look, the Democrats have a choice to make. You know, they either want to be for border security or not, essentially. And, so this is what this is about. It's a national security issue. It is not just about a wall, but it's about the overall national security.
All right, and folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we talk about all the things that happened yesterday pertaining to our financial future with the government.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm speaking with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and Kyle and I are talking about this looming budget vote. And I've got one more audio here, Kyle, to play. And I think I can get this one to go. This is Lindsey Graham on what he's advising the president not to do.
One final thing, because it's happening right now. There seems to be a lot of concern over the stopgap funding bill passed the Senate. Seems to be some real heartburn over it in the House. Trump even tweeted something that even seems that he could be wavering on if he'd go along with it. What's your message to the president on this one and your House colleagues, quite frankly?
Well, I've been consistent. I think the idea of not giving the president more money for the wall and securing the border after the caravan is unreasonable by the Democrats. Almost every Senate Democrat voted for $25 billion in wall and border security funding in February. To say that we don't need $5 billion versus $1.3 is ridiculous, particularly after the caravan. So I encourage the president to dig in and force the Democrats and Republicans to help him better secure the border. If I were him, I would stand firm. I can understand.
Not sign it.
I can understand picking a fight on border security to get more money at a time we need it. That's a fight worth having. I do not understand withdrawing the 2,200 troops from Syria that protect our nation from the rise of ISIS yet again and will stand by our allies. That's akin to tearing a wall down. I understand wanting to build a wall along the Mexican border. I don't understand wanting to tear the wall we have in place, which is our four deployed forces, to protect us against radical Islam. So I would stay firm to get more money, and I would reevaluate my decision to withdraw from Syria.
Now, that's the reason General Mattis resigned yesterday.
That's exactly true. General Mattis, of course, has been Secretary of Defense for a very, very long time, and you know, it was thought that at some time soon he would be retiring, sooner than later, but this seems to have sort of pushed matters, Captain. It sort of forced his hand. He does not agree with the President's decision, and we understand that Secretary Mattis went to the President one final time, was rebuffed in that, and has now penned this letter, of course, his resignation letter, in which he talks about these different issues, but also says, and I think this is very important, that the President essentially has the right to have people that are around him their views are, as he says, better aligned with yours, that is to be the President's, on these and other subjects. I believe it's right for me to step down from my position, he writes. And so that's okay. That's something that, of course, every right in the world to do, and to make his opinion known on that. And it is interesting, Captain, that we've got, for example, Senator Lindsey Graham, who is, completely lockstep with the President on the border wall funding issue, but yet calling out the President on the Syria issue. And because, of course, people are concerned about ISIS, but ISIS, of course, has been systematically torn apart, which is a very, very good thing. But Senator Graham, I think, can disagree with President Trump and ask questions like, well, what does that mean for the future of some kind of reconstitution of ISIS or other things in that part of the world? So there's a good conversation to be had about that. But, of course, General Mattis will be leaving, and President Trump tweeted earlier today, I think it was a tweet, in which he said that they're going to he'll appoint someone, announce someone very, very quickly.
Now, you have a situation with a sheriff in California which is going against federal law, could get him arrested or removed from office. So tell us about it.
Well, this is the new L.A. County Sheriff, Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who just won the election recently. And he says that they're going to physically remove ICE agents, essentially, from county jails. He also said this, Captain, that they're going to put more limits on the kinds of crimes that can actually lead to having the authorities go to ICE or turn people over to ICE or communicate with ICE about particular inmates that might come their way. So this is a really, really big deal, because here we have the idea, of course, that people will be caught for crime somewhere in LA County. They'll go to jail, and of course, once their status is determined, now for some reason the LA County Sheriff's Department's not going to cooperate with the federal agents who are supposed to make sure that people are in this country legally, or if they're not in this country legally, that they take steps and measures against it. Again, are we making up our own laws as we go? That's a really good question.
Now, I've got a question here from Al in Nebraska. He says, can Jerome Powell be removed as Fed chief, or is he untouchable?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think they serve for particular terms, and has to get renewed by the president. If there is a mechanism to remove a Fed chief, then they would probably obviously have to outline that and go through that. I'd have to be removed, I think, for cause. I don't know if the president can simply remove them at will, basically.
Very interesting.
But we can check on that and make sure about that. But that's a very, very good question.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Okay, now, back to the plan here. Let's see here. Back to the plan. General Mattis, we talked about briefly, but we didn't get into any length. He has disagreed totally with the pulling out of Syria. And as a result, I think it's fair to say that he resigned. But in the meantime, he found some friends, and one of the friends that he found is Rand Paul. Listen to this.
Well, this is a very bold move for President Trump. It's exactly what he promised the American people. In fact, it's one of the reasons he won the election, that is that he's different than so many Republicans that want to be everywhere all the time around the world, that they want us to be the world's policeman, that every war on the planet we've got to have our soldiers involved with. President Trump said he was going to treat America first. And so I think bringing some of that money home, whether it goes towards border security, whether it goes towards building bridges and roads in our country. See, I think there are a lot of independent voters, a lot of people in the middle in these states that President Trump won, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. These are states that no other Republican won because they want to be at war everywhere all the time. President Trump said, we're going to fight when we have to, but when we win, we're going to come home. It's an incredibly bold maneuver.
Now, I don't necessarily disagree with him on that, and I think there's a lot of people that agree with him. What say you?
Well, this is right up, this is totally in Rand Paul's wheelhouse, essentially.
Exactly.
The idea that, you know, we don't want to have, undefined deployments forever, basically, simply because, not only because of the cost, but of course of the, of all the different ramifications of that. And so to want to bring the troops home, is inherently a good thing. We should want to always bring our troops home. But I think where the president it's getting the disagreement is in, I'm sure, in the daily daily review of what the bad actors are doing and what can happen if suddenly our military presence or the projection, I think is a better term to use, the projection of American military power if there's an absence of that. But Rand Paul is quite right. The president campaigned on these kinds of things. People expect real change. They don't want the president simply to go along with the so-called permanent Washington policies and so forth. So it's a very fine line, and hopefully in the coming days the president will be fairly forthcoming with more details as to the origin and the reason of taking bringing the troops home and a discussion to the American people of what does it mean and what is our how does our safety affected by it all.
Right. And when we come back from this break, folks, we've got a lot of different things to talk about. And we're still talking about what's going to happen with this budget because nobody really knows, Kyle.
No, I mean, this could take some time. Here we are. It's almost Christmas time. It's presumably, some federal workers and so forth will not be paid and so forth. There are other aspects of the government that will continue on no matter what, but it's going to be very interesting. Could be in for a long haul.
All right, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren and I will be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the president, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the president tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the president got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that had turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket costs. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Well, Al in Nebraska asked a question, and Kyle, the professor of politics, found the answer. So go ahead and give Al his answer.
Well, that's right, Al. What we understand, of course, is pretty much as we originally thought, and that has to do with the idea of the Federal Reserve Act that was passed so very long ago. And the thing is that, of course, the Federal Reserve Chairman or Chairwoman, whoever the case may be, they serve their terms, and the President can reappoint them and this kind of thing, unless they get removed sooner by cause. Now, the only thing that's vague in all of this is exactly what cause, quote-unquote, could be. But, of course, that would more than likely be tried in the courts or if it was disputed in any way. But generally speaking, the president cannot fire them. They serve out their term unless perhaps something egregious happens in the course of their term.
Okay, so there you go. Now, the vote in the Senate will be held apparently at noon today for the spending bill. Again, they do need 60 votes to pass it.
That's exactly right. And, of course, there's a ghost of a chance probably of 10 Democrats breaking ranks with Chuck Schumer.
I don't think they'll get them.
Yeah, I unfortunately totally agree with that. I think that they won't get them because this is such a polarized issue. And this, Captain, I think might be an instance where the Democrats will once again overplay their hand because they are going to be seen as being completely rigid on this. They are opposing this primarily because President Trump supports it. And so how in the heck, Captain, can they stand up and literally by their actions, not with their words, but by their actions, essentially demonstrate to the American people that, you know, when it comes to human trafficking, when it comes to drug cartels poisoning our kids by bringing this stuff over the border, when it comes to illegal aliens or bad actors any origin that are using the porous border of southern border of the United States to gain entry, you know, all this is somehow okay because you know we're against Trump, you know. But my question, and this is very serious, you know, if you think about, for example, Kate Steinle, who was murdered in San Francisco by someone who not only was here illegally, but was deported several times before that, how many Americans does it take to be killed or injured or affected in some horrible way? How many Americans does it take before the Democrats will say, yes, we will work with you on border security? Great question.
Now, there was a governor who overrode a veto, used a veto to override voter ID, and then the GOP turned around and challenged the voter ID of the veto of the governor, and they overturned him.
Very interesting. What state was that in?
Well, that was the article I sent you. I thought you'd looked at it.
I may not have seen that one.
Let me scoot over here real quick. See if I can pick it up. But I saw that and went, wow.
Well, yes. Well, that would certainly be a very, very big deal. And I think it was North Carolina.
It was.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that is a huge deal. The voter ID thing, of course, is always going to be vilified with the idea that somehow you're disenfranchising voters. And certainly, I think all Americans from all walks of life would easily agree that people should be able to vote. It should be easy to vote. It should be something that everybody would be, enthusiastic about doing, and we wouldn't have these low voter turnouts. But at the same time, Captain, I think Americans really understand that there are bad actors who want to influence our elections. There are people who want to commit voter fraud. We saw a lot of that in Florida, your state of Florida, this last go around. And these things do have effects on elections. And so to have a voter ID, I'm sure, you know, this is the funny thing. Why don't the Democrats want to, have some big government program where everybody gets a government ID chip or something like that, you know, to vote? You know, this seems to be right up their alley. But generally speaking, we have to be able to regulate to make sure that people are who they say they are. Otherwise, more voter fraud will simply be rampant.
And the other thing about this is the North Carolina people voted this provision into the Constitution by 70% of the voters.
Right, exactly. Again, the idea that, you know, we have to make sure, you know, and, you know, you hear people talk about, well, you need an ID to get on an airplane. That's very true. Or you need an ID to get this or to do that.
Open a bank account.
To open a bank account. That's exactly right. But, see, here's the thing. People do want voting, as I said, to be easy. They want it to be something that everybody's enthusiastic to do. But when you have people on the left talking about the idea of disenfranchising voters simply because you want to make sure that person A goes with address A and signature A matches the signature on file or whatever the case may be, then what they're actually doing is they're saying, we want to have the system to be so messed up, we want it to, for example, in California, at the last election, Captain, both in Orange County and in L.A. County, the Registrar of Voters, there's a huge line wrapped around the building at 8 o'clock at night of people who still hadn't registered to vote and wanted to register to vote and vote that day or put in their provisional ballot and this kind of stuff. It was easily manipulated and easily just a hotbed to be able to commit fraud, and that's why we kept seeing all these votes being found or counted well after the election, or votes being found in Florida. Hey, I found these votes in my trunk of my car. I mean, it's this kind of stuff that people just finally say enough is enough.
Now, according to NBC News, Robert Mueller is going to submit his final report as soon as February.
Yes, this is a big deal, and it means that hopefully we're beginning to see the end game in this. But where I think there could still be some tie-ups, this is something that went back to Rudy Giuliani just a few days ago. The idea of President Trump sitting down with Robert Mueller or his team or his prosecutors or what have you, and Rudy Giuliani said that famous phrase, "Now over my dead body," that he's going to go in there and talk to them, and that could be one of the big hang-ups. Now, I would think, Captain, that Robert Mueller has the answers that he wants. He has interviewed everybody. He has millions of pages of documents. They've spent $25 million. The whole thing has been going on and on for 2 years, and he's been able to catch Paul Manafort in stuff that he did. He's caught Michael Cohen in stuff that he did. He may be indicting Roger Stone, as we talked about on the last yesterday's program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it goes on and on from there, but they haven't got the big thing. They haven't been able to get people to give them what they want, evidently. They got Michael Flynn, but evidently nobody's saying what they want them to say. And that interview with President Trump could be the rub, because I think they want to get into the same idea where they can set up the so-called perjury trap.
Right.
And it's not just me and you talking about this, too. It's Alan Dershowitz. This is what he's talking about. I mean, this is a big deal.
You are right. Now, one other thing here. The Michigan state legislature voted to give themselves more power. Life is good in Michigan.
I guess so. Well, yeah, exactly. This is something that we're seeing, and I would suppose that they're probably happy about that. But at the same time, though, the checks and balances of government need to also to be considered.
Be careful what you wish for.
Well, look what happens in California. Democrats have a supermajority, and the folks listening around the country may be news to them. But California now has a supermajority of Democrats. The Republicans need not even show up to the legislature to work that day, because now the Democrats can pretty much do whatever they want to do. And I seem to recall, Captain, there was a quote from our incoming governor that talked about, "Hey, these Democrats could spend a lot if they wanted to," or something like that. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what's going to be happening, and it's going to continue to drag down California. Monoparty rule, which is pretty much what the far left wants, kind of like Hillary saying, we'll be civil when we take back everything. That's sort of what it's like out here.
All right, and hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Captain Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with us tonight. An extended version of him. How you doing, Kyle?
Doing great, Captain.
All right. Why is the Attorney General designate being rejected, or why did he reject advice to recuse himself from the Russia probe? What's that all about?
Well, you know, long ago, in political terms, you know, when I say that, I mean back when the Mueller investigation was getting underway and so forth, Matt Whitaker, who is now the acting attorney general, made some statements critical of the Mueller investigation. So critics now are essentially saying that he needs to recuse himself and this, that, and the other thing, and that there are those who, you know, try to advise him, well, maybe you should recuse yourself. But it seems to me, Captain, that a person who had, you know, nothing to do with it, obviously, at the time, could have a personal opinion expressed on a talk show, that doesn't preclude you from becoming the acting attorney general. So it's really kind of sad because we continue to see this whole thing. I mean, as I recall, with Jeff Sessions, this was asked of him, you know, well, you were part of the campaign, or you talked to a Russian at some point, And so will you recuse yourself of all this? And Sessions, I think, honestly believing he didn't have any problem to do with this whole thing, just simply said, okay, well, yeah, I'll recuse myself, believing, I think, that this was a sort of a crazy idea to begin with, this whole investigation about so-called Russian collusion and so forth, and probably thought in his heart of hearts that this isn't really going to go anywhere, and said, yeah, okay, I'll do that, just in order to move things along, because maybe it was going to be just a little bit more of a minor irritant rather than this big thing that it's been made up to be by the media. Because the media believes, and far left and Democrats and Hollywood celebrities on Hollywood celebrity talk shows all believe somehow that there's a Russian collusion going on and we just haven't found it yet. But $25 million later, we still haven't found it, you know.
You know who else talked to the Russians?
Who's that?
Chuck Schumer.
That's right. That's right. And didn't Adam Schiff, the congressman out here in California, he took some call from pranksters who made him believe they were from Russia, and they had dirt about Donald Trump in hotel rooms and stuff like that. And this guy was like, okay, well, you know, we're going to find out about this kind of stuff. And I think that was, you know, wouldn't that influence the elections and stuff like that?
Well, we go from the professor of politics to the doctor, and that would be Ian. Good morning, Ian.
I got a question for your guest, and
go ahead.
Tell you at large. Now that he's on the Russian so-called collusion subject, I want to know, when are we going to raise an army to invade Alabama? Because the Democrat operatives there admitted that they hired a Russian troll farm in order to put out disinformatia, i.e. disinformation, against Judge Roy Moore and cost him that election. Roy Moore didn't do a darn thing wrong. And that's how your buddy Doug Jones got in there. I want to know, when are we going to attack the sovereign state of Alabama because the Democrat Party there cooperated with the Russians? Can you explain
okay.
that to me?
Okay, and thank you, Ian. And by the way, I don't have a buddy named Doug Jones in Alabama. Sorry. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, yeah, thank you, Ian. Yeah, I saw some stories about that the other day. This is quite interesting because what they did is they said, well, let's see exactly what the Russians might have done with social media, Facebook, this kind of thing, and let's go out and try that. And according to the story, yeah, it looks like it could have been pretty effective. And so here you have in one breath the Democrats saying how Russians are influencing elections in a very, very bad and unethical and illegal way and this kind of thing, and at the same time turn around and do exactly the same thing, and by all accounts it looks like it was successful. So that's right. That's a very, very good question. And you know, I like the idea and the sense of the concept of, well, why aren't they jumping up and down and screaming about it? And of course they're not going to be, because it worked for them. This is a model. This is going to be a model for the Democrat strategies in 2020. Make no mistake about it.
Okay. Here was Senator Chris Coons on the MSNBC Morning Show, Morning Joe. Listen to this conversation.
Senator Coons, let me ask you how this decision was made by the President of the United States. We don't really know. The only person we've seen come out in support of it has been Senator Rand Paul, one of your Republican colleagues there in the Senate. But otherwise, it's been almost consensus that this is a bad decision, including from the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis. The general was against this policy. The President's own special envoy to Syria just 8 days ago said it would be reckless to leave Syria, and now here we are, the President announcing. Do you have any sense from talking to people around Washington and on Capitol Hill how the President arrived at this decision?
I don't. My strong impression from other senators I spoke with last night was that none of the relevant senior senators had been consulted or informed before this decision was announced. I think it was announced on Twitter.
Yes.
It's possible, because I haven't spoken to every senator, that there were some that he consulted with. But the idea that it is Senator Rand Paul and Senator Mike Lee who are chairing this, and frankly more than 90 other senators who I expect will denounce it, question its wisdom, question the process, and say this was a grave mistake. It tells you something about the ways in which President Trump, who ran as an unconventional candidate, our only president with no military or elected experience before getting into office, has made a decision here that is almost uniformly condemned in the Senate of the United States. That is not a good move, and it shows a lack of consultation. I'm really, frankly, more concerned if he made this decision in direct opposition to advice from the senior levels of our armed forces and our intelligence community, who I strongly suspect advised him urgently against making this brazen and ill-considered move.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty intense. You know, the one thing about Washington is that it does like things to sort of move along at a somewhat predictable pace in a somewhat predictable manner, especially when it comes to foreign policy. And that's what I was saying earlier, that the president, I think, absolutely, you know, needs to be able to explain to the American people why this is going to be a good thing and why our security, and or how rather our security is going to be maintained and at the same effective levels. So I think that's very important. And at the same time, to some degree, and I think everybody wants to bring the troops home, no doubt about that, but to some degree it will give ammunition to the left, because of course one of the big players in Syria is Russia. And so if you create a void there, then the far left and the anti-Trumpers and can simply say, well, look, Trump is giving Putin a leg up here in Syria, because the Russians don't want to give up there hardly at all. They want their warm water port. They want to support the regime there. But at the same time, that being said, being in such close quarters with Russian forces and so forth also has problems of its own as well.
Now, before we hit the top of the hour, a significant storm system will bring widespread impacts from the Middle Atlantic and Northeast states into New England through the weekend. Rain, snow in the higher elevations, more rain, more snow in the higher elevations of New England, and this is going to be another barn burner, if you will, on a pre-Christmas weekend.
It certainly will, and so obviously, you know, people are going to have to be very careful, batten down the hatches if they have to. Far cry from what the weather's like out west, and but certainly this is the big deal.
Well, if you're up in Idaho, or if you're up in Montana, you've got plenty of snow up there coming across I-90 and I-94.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so again, you know, we're looking at how these things are progressing, and certainly listen to your local authorities as well for updates.
Now, Kyle, you're going to stick around.
Certainly.
Next hour,
certainly,
you'll get a chance to talk to Ms. Rosemary.
All right,
and she'll enlighten you, I'm sure, because she likes you, and she may have something very nice to say to you here in a few minutes.
Well, thank you. Feelings mutual.
All right, hold on. Okay, and folks, I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming back here right after the top of the hour news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.